I had this idea, I had this scheme, I had this plan, and it was to have a, it was to have this, yeah, this bonfire. It was my will. And the my idea was, can the king meet us as greatly outside with all those distractions and the water and the boats and the mosquitoes? Can Jesus manifest himself as greatly to us out there? I had this idea last night that we'd have a short meeting because, you know, we needed rest. But then the king came and things changed, right? So God is having his way, and that's a good thing. So God saw to it that we're here tonight, inside. What does he have in mind? What does God want to do? Let's anticipate it. Let's wait and see and say, Lord, we're ready for whatever your will is. Perhaps Brother Eddie will show up. What do you know? Brother Eddie. Come on up and help me, please. Especially with the singing. So let's see what God will do. I've been waiting to sing this song because some of you from the chapel know what it is. And after the Lord meeting us last night, I know it's okay to sing it. So it's 476. 476. Praise
my feet.
We thank you, Father, for another time when we can just rejoice in you and exalt you and praise you and, Lord, acknowledge your presence. Recognize that you are in our midst. And, Lord, we desire you. Draw us and we will run after you. And we're grateful, Lord God, that we know and have this expectation that you're going to work in us and make us more like your glorious self and give us your divine nature and set things to right in us, Lord. And we're so grateful that's your heart tonight. And so we anticipate that. And we pray, Lord, that we'll all yield. We'll do what the Holy Spirit suggests. We'll have ears to hear. We'll be quick to obey. And we ask this all, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord.
Let's sing yet. There's another one in our white books. It's
49. 49. And let's feel free to testify if God's moving in your heart. It's good to get up and proclaim and give God the glory. And so don't hesitate. Time goes so quick, right? At least it does for me. I hope it does for you. Let's sing this. Thank you.
cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. 'Twas at the old time altar,
praise. We pray, Father, that you will once again just pour out your Spirit on those in the village, the cottage. Lord, we thank you for the good reports we've been hearing, how you met them last night, and God, that held them in your presence and made yourself known. Oh God, we thank you for that. And we ask that you once again, Lord, if it's bunk time or bunk devotions or whatever their schedule is, that you meet them, that you work, Lord. Even this evening, dear Father, we continually beseech you, Lord, and ask you in the name of Jesus that you'll do a great work there. Lord, we're thankful that your great heart is to meet each one. And we pray for those that perhaps haven't been touched yet. Lord, meet them, we pray. We earnestly ask this. Strengthen the counselors.
Yes.
We pray, God, we uphold their hands, that you will keep them strong physically and their faith and their focus on you. We trust you to do this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, dear God. Well, what does the Lord want you to do in this meeting? Let's be sure to do it.